This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Estonia, where the parliament looks likely to debate same-sex marriage, and it's happened by public demand. This is one of those countries where if you get a certain number of signatures on a petition, the parliament has to debate the issue. In fact, in Estonia, it's 1,000 signatures is what you need. They actually got 30,000 signatures, which has made it the biggest petition in the history of this process in Estonia. It's only a country of about 1.3 million people, so 30,000 is actually quite a lot. However, sorry to burst the bubble, Estonia is not known for its LGBT rights. This has been put up by the Estonian Greens Party. And it looks like whilst they'll have to debate it, the chance of success is pretty slim.
So it looks like it's going to be a battle for it to happen.
Yes, or they'll just have a talk and then it'll get voted down or won't proceed and life will move on.
Yeah, also interesting, they only need 1,000 people to sign a petition and it gets debated in the parliament.
Stefan, you've been looking at Taipei.
Yes, so Taiwan's done really well with COVID and very, very few infection and deaths from the pandemic. So they were able last weekend to have a pride march with more than 130,000 people, many of them are said to be wearing rainbow masks, to celebrate just LGBTIQ plus equality and the success in beating the virus. So a couple of major political parties joined in. So it was quite happy and a really nice display of support for equality.
It's one of the pride celebrations I do really want to go to. I've heard such good things about it. It's got a great reputation and, you know, I guess also envious that you could be in a crowd of 130,000 queer yes. people and allies. Now across to the UK, Paul.
Yes, well, the British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC as it's commonly known, they've issued some impartiality guidelines which caused some confusion, and actually some people thought meant that their staff could no longer attend Pride events. So it's actually come to a head, and the Director General of the BBC, he's basically the big boss, has come out and made a statement to say, no, that wasn't the intent, that they can attend public demonstrations or gatherings that are not about a controversial issue. So it's not a complete, yes, you can attend Pride. It's, yes, you can attend Pride as long as they're not actually demonstrating. These guidelines only cover people working in news and current affairs and factual journalism.
So it's designed so that the BBC isn't seen to be taking sides.
Exactly, yeah.
So a celebration march, as in Pride, is not really taking a side. Is that what we're saying?
Well, that's the difficult question, because when is a Pride march purely just about celebration? They came out of protest. Some of them still are about protests. So it's not a clear yes, you can attend. It's yes, you can, as long as it is not taking a stand on a contested issue.
Interesting, because if you compare it to here, I mean, the ABC, they had people attend wearing ABC logoed Pride outfits.
A lot of, I mean, online, on Twitter, some of these people received quite a lot of abuse about, you know, we're paying for your salary, why are you doing this kind of things? It was this year after the Sydney Mardi Gras.
It's not quite black and white, is it? It's, in fact, all colours of the rainbow. Shannon, you've been keeping an eye on the USA, where all the news is about the upcoming election.
So their COVID response has not been as successful as other countries that we've
There's an understatement.
So the Trump administration and his health department thought that there would be a great idea to have an ad campaign featuring celebrities, you know, I guess saying to public distance, you know, those sort of measures, try and get people more aware of what's going on. However, it was investigated by the House, which is run by Democrats, and they have the power to look into things. And there was a document that was released that said that all the celebrities that were considered, which was a list of about 265, were vetted for past LGBT support.
As in they were looking for supporters, or they were going against supporters?
They were taking people off the list if they had supported LGBT rights in the past as a flag of people who would not support the president.
Donald Trump said he's been the best thing for the LGBT community.
He's been the best thing to every community, the black, the Hispanics, apparently.
We will bring you up to date next week with how the USA election impacts LGBT rights. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.